Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It's my understanding that the distinguished delegates have requested two things, clarifications on the realignment of the subprogram one, as well as a presentation of the general parts of the document, specifically CRP 3 and CRP 4, entitled Executive Direction and Management and Program Support. I'm here on behalf of the Secretary General of UNCTAD in order to provide the requested information so as to facilitate your consideration of these two issues. With your permission, Chair, I would like to start by referring to the Executive Direction and Management, which in short refers to the work of the Office of the Secretary General and the various areas that are directly related to it, namely the Communication, Information and Outreach section, the Evaluation and Monitoring Unit, the New York Office, and the Regional Office for Africa. For both 2016-17 and 2018-19, the main changes in our program of work under Executive Direction and Management are as follows. First, the introduction of the ministerial level briefings. In fact, this is in line with the paragraph 98 of the Nairobi Maafikiano. As you might know, the Secretary General of UNCTAD has already held two such briefings as a pilot in 2016. This innovative approach is one of the ideas he is proposing in order to make UNCTAD more effective in influencing the formulation of coherent and development-friendly policies and at a very high with a very high-level discussion. Second, there are this explicit formulation of some areas of work, for instance, on resource-based management, on the Geneva dialogues, and on the guidance for the mainstreaming of resource-based management and for improving evaluation. This is a sample of areas that SG has identified as promoting the inclusive nature of our work and aiming to increase the efficiency, effectiveness, and impact of our work. I would be glad to give you more details as necessary on this. On the program of work, as you would see, this part refers to the work of the resource management services, the intergovernmental support service, and the technical cooperation section. This work is actually meant to support all sub-programs horizontally, and you would therefore not find very specific changes directly linked to the Nairobi Maafikiano paragraphs. What we have done is to reflect the evolving nature and support services from the back office functions to more strategic management support functions that will indirectly support the implementation of our mandates. So helping all sub-programs horizontally. We also took note in the case of intergovernmental support that you wanted some outputs to be appropriately reflected, such as the provision of technical support for the new intergovernmental groups of experts. We will definitely include those in the revision one version that will be circulated today, as Lisanne just mentioned. Now, the second issue of the subprogram one. I would like to stress that the proposal to have statistics as a distinct service is a critical element in the effort of our SG to respond to the need for increased transparency and coherence, increased work exigencies, and existing international standards. With your permission, Chair, let me take each of these elements one by one. Increased transparency and coherence because we need to ensure that data is generated across UNCTAD in a more robust and coherent manner. This is a lesson learned from our past work. Work exigencies because we are more and more called upon to provide data both to member states and internally to various divisions that use it in analytical work. For example, we have most recently the work in the context of SDG monitoring and some other 12 paragraphs of the Nairobi Maafikiano, namely 39G, 39I, 39AA, 56N, 77, A, C, K, and Q, 101, A, J, and I, and also O, they all directly deal with statistics. And they're spread along the four sub-themes of Mafikiano. Finally, ensuring that we have a credible statistical function requires that we abide by international standards. This means that statistics has to be autonomous and separated from any policy function. Therefore, the reporting line to the director, Division on Globalization and Development Strategies, is not compatible with such standards, as remarked by the DSG in his opening statement to you. Now, a distinct autonomous statistical service will allow us not only to achieve international standards, but also to better apply statistical quality controls as recommended to UNCTAD by the Office of the Internal Oversight Services, OIOS, and to have a more specialized and professionalized statistical function overall, helping horizontally across all sub-programs. Now, from our discussion over the last 2 days, I gather that you have not received, you may not have received all the elements that you are looking for from us. This is the case because this work, the statistical function realignment, is still in progress. It's a work in progress, as consultations are ongoing, and we'll continue to make sure that this is done right. So we need time to do that. At this point, you are being asked to take a position on the proposal to separate the Development Information and Statistics branch with its resources from the Division of on Globalization and Development Strategies. And after that, the details will be finalized in the coming months once we have a clear indication on whether this proposal is gaining traction from member states, which means when it has been endorsed by you and by the relevant bodies in New York. Just let me reiterate that although not all these changes will have a one-to-one relationship with the Nairobi Mafikiano, meaning paragraph by paragraph, they do reflect the assessment of our SG of the structural and organizational changes required to have a secretariat that can better deliver on the Mafikiano and other relevant mandates. This is the message that I have been asked to reiterate on behalf of SG Kitui. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.